Live. Yeah. Thank you. Awesome. Woo. I flew in on my broom today. Life is good. Wow. Thank you. That was a fun song. Yeah. It's going to be the best day of our lives. I love that. I love that so much because it's really stating it so that we can create it. Because, you know, if we wake up and it's like, oh, that's a horrible dream and life just isn't good, I just want to sleep a little longer, then it's not the best day. And if we just let everything go and put it behind us, not going to look back. I'm never going to, those words are perfect, aren't they? I'm never going to look back because all that does is just take me down a whole road of, yeah, I coulda, woulda, shoulda, where here we get to move forward. So welcome. My name is Valerie Reeves. I am the spiritual director here, a.k.a. Witchy Poo. I was trying to think of how I wanted to say that, but I'm just knowing all as well. I talked to my mom this morning, and she said, are you the good witch or the bad witch? And I'm like, well, what do you think? I have been Glinda before, and let me tell you, it's really better to be the other. Wicked Witch of the West. Actually, the East, because I'm from the East, from Nebraska. So, best day ever. I'm knowing that there's some wonderful things today. This talk today is all about receiving. Receiving is as important as giving. How many of you are great receivers? Okay, some of you, yeah. Some of you are just like, oh no, really, you shouldn't. Oh no, you shouldn't, really. So receiving is so important because we got the whole circle of life. And if I stop anybody else from giving to me, then I'm stopping their flow and I'm stopping my flow. Let's not do that. Somebody gives you something, say thank you. More, please. I remember Reverend Brian Anderson used to do that all the time. You'd give him $5 and he's like, thanks, got any more? Got any more? Being in that space of openness. In this teaching, this beautiful philosophy, we give our seeds to the earth as though we're planting them in the earth, in our fragile, beautiful, amazing soil of our mind, and then those seeds grow. But we've got to give the seeds first in order for the earth to give it to us. Otherwise, we're just going to get whatever, right? So we get very clear about what it is that we're wanting and that we're choosing. Ernest Holmes says this in Living the Science of Mind. God is life, and life gives itself to us. It does not give some of itself. It gives all of itself. But the gift without the receiver cannot complete itself in the individual. We can be saying, I want all this stuff, and then we've got this block in our flow. I remember years ago, my sister was working as a waitress, and she said people would come in, and a bunch of the people she was working with, it's like, oh, I got a lottery ticket. I'm so excited. I'm going to win. She's like, really? You could receive that. You could receive that amount of money. Yeah, I could. Great. She'd wait for about an hour or two, and then she'd go up and hand them a dollar. Oh, no, that's your money. Don't give that to me. It's like, you think you could receive money from the universe, but you can't even receive a dollar from me? It's being in that space of openness. Can I receive? If somebody is willing to give to me, am I willing to receive? So let me be in that open space of receiving with love, with peace, with gratitude. In this thing called life, interesting, one mind. So in this philosophy, we do know that there is one mind, one infinite intelligence that flows through. And Camilla and I happen to have the same book today, this thing called life. And Ernest Holmes says this, in studying the words of Jesus, we find that he never talked much about the negative conditions he wished to change. He took an opposite position. Instead of telling God how sick and poor people were, and famished and lonely they were, he affirmed the exact opposite. When you pray or affirm your good, close the door of your consciousness to everything which denies this good and state your desires, not as a supplication, but as an affirmation of acceptance. Accepting the good that we choose, that we say we want. Because there's a part of us, many times we say we want this, but then we go into the negative talk. I was with a friend this week, and we were at a store, and the people in front of us had a lot of stuff. And so it was taking a while, because like every little thing had to be individually wrapped, and my friend made a comment loud enough for the person behind the register to hear, "Oh my God, this girl is so slow." I'm like, whoa. And I made sure I was talking very loud. It's like, this girl is so amazing. She's doing all this wrapping for them and making sure that everything is good. So we have all the time in the world. Life is good. Want to make sure that we are saying nice things about people in the world out there. You spot it, you got it. We throw those kind of negative seeds out there, and we're going to get more of that back. And this has been somebody who's been in a lot of classes with me. I'm like, what are you thinking? Because we come here on Sunday and we learn this great philosophy that our thoughts are things, that our feelings, our emotions are a ripple out into the universe. And like the universal boomerang, everything comes right back. Yet then people get into, oh, life is so not good today. Yeah, I had this thing happen. And it's like, let that go. Don't look back. It's like, okay, something wonderful is about to happen. Lost your keys, woohoo, something wonderful is about to happen. Right? You might meet somebody amazing. And many times we, you know, it's like, I've been affirming for a long time and nothing's showing up. It's like, all right, well, let's look at our body language. Are we blocking it? Are we open to the good? Are we going to that space of intention that, you know what, I put my order in just like I do to Amazon and it is showing up. I have every faith in Amazon. Do we have every faith in the Spirit, in God, in that infinite intelligence? Just say, yes, we have faith. And it may not show up the next second. It might take 2, 3, or 4 seconds or a couple days, because stuff comes to us in the easiest, softest, gentlest way it can, based on all of the walls that we put up. I know when I first started doing affirmations, and it's like all craziness broke out. Because it's stirring up the muck. And it's like, okay, don't stop now. If we're doing positive affirmations, it may start to stir up stuff. We got to keep putting in the positive affirmations to get rid of all the negative stuff that's in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls. Let me clear and clarify my mind, my soul, and even my emotions. You ever walk into a room and you're all excited and you walk in? Of course, I usually walk in a little too perky for people sometimes. It's like, hey, best day ever. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, let's be in that space of being willing to change our mind, being willing to change our emotions to the better. If we get stuck on some kind of thought that is just running away with itself, and that's so easy to do. You know, we get on a negative thought, and then we find, it's like we already have this belief system about something, and then we find all the evidence to support it. Because I'm like a magnet, I'm holding on to this belief system, all the evidence keeps showing up to support it. So let me make sure that my belief system, also known as our BS, is really good, that it's positive, that I have a belief system about myself that always did the best I could. And now I keep getting better and better and better. Knowing that everybody in our world doing the best that they can based on whatever it was that they went through, they're doing the best they can. I love the phrase, no one rises to low expectations. So if I have an expectation that this person is just, oh, they're, you know, they're in the Eeyore syndrome, as I like to call it. Oh, it's just another day. Wish I didn't have to get out of bed. I'm going to help support that and them staying there. Let me see them as Tigger. Woo-hoo-hoo, best day ever. Excited. Let me see them in a different light. Even if they're acting out in a certain way, it's like, let me see the best I can in each and every person, including the person in the mirror, because it always starts right there, and it's really easy for us to go to the mirror and drag ourselves down instead of lift ourselves up. It's like, okay, let me find what I do like, and let me focus on that. If I focus on that, then more of that will continue to expand in beautiful ways. And I'm not talking about the weight. I'm talking about the things that you like. It's like, let me find the things that I like and allow that to continue to flourish. And loving ourselves to the next level and to the next level and to the next level. The most predominant relationship we have, of course, is our relationship with ourselves. It's like, how have I been with me? Have I been nice? Have I been forgiving? Have I been intentional about my thoughts each day? Or am I just letting the waves of life throw me here, flow me there, like a boat without a course? Just throwing me, which is what most of my life was up until I discovered this teaching. It's like, oh, I'm just a boat out there letting the waves throw me everywhere, whatever comes my way. So if I chart my course, and it's like, here's what I love, and here's how my life looks, and then step into that space as though this is already unfolding, this is already happening, then Spirit, that infinite wisdom, that intelligence of the universe brings it to us. The only person responsible for our life is ourselves. And we can look back at, well, my parents, you know what? Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Oh, this or that. We can drag all of that stuff up. But when I took classes in school, I was told that, you know, by about 2025, you are on your own and your life is your own creation. I'm like, yeah! That's why I let my children know that I will pay for your therapy until 25, but after that, you are on your own. You still got an issue? You go pay for your own therapy now. I helped you out as much as I could. But I'm very, very fortunate. I have four very successful, amazing children that are doing great things out in the world out there. And so I'm so happy and blessed about that. And I feel like most of it is because of this, well, all of it, is because of this philosophy. Because they were raised in this philosophy, and they know that if they want a better life, then they've got to change their thinking. They've got to change their view of themselves in the world, just like each one of us. So within, so without. And being a parent, I learned a long time ago that if I'm crazy and frantic inside, then everything out here is going to be crazy and frantic. I was at a bookstore once with my four children, and they are 3 3/4. I had them in 3 3/4 years. So they are like stair steps. So they were like 5, 6, 7, 8, and I'm in this bookstore, and they are just all over the place. And I thought, you know, they're responding to my energy. Let me take a moment, close my eyes. Hopefully they won't break anything. Close my eyes and go within and just calm myself down. And it's like once I took that moment to just calm myself down, when I opened my eyes, they were all just sitting on the floor reading books. So beautiful, so wonderful. And it's like, okay, people feel our energy. Children are a direct reflection of what's going on with us. So it's like the more we calm ourselves down, the more the universe out here calms down. Pure intention also requires a certain level of inner awakening. Only after we have experienced the underlying unity of all creation can we truly begin to feel the love and compassion for others. Once this all-pervading unity has become a living reality in our consciousness, we will come to see others as part of ourselves. Because we're all connected, it's so important, every thought that we have, because we are affecting the world out there. So making sure that we're affecting it in a beautiful way. And the connection of life, it's like the plants, you know, we take in a breath, and this is part of the giving and receiving, we take in a breath, and then we have to exhale. It's just part of our life. And as we exhale, that carbon dioxide goes out, and that's important for the plants, and their energy and the plants being here is important for us to have oxygen. So it's like it's all the circle of life. So knowing that we're all connected to everything, the more we take care of ourselves and love ourselves, the easier it is for everything in life to get to that space of peace on earth. As Gandhi said, be the peace that you want to see in the world. And I have to look at that every single day. It's like, am I being peace today when I'm on the 405? Am I being peace today when I'm waiting in a long line, when I haven't had my coffee yet? Am I being peace? Am I being love? Because if there's things that we're wanting in our life, then we want to give that and be in that open, receptive space. Ernest Holmes goes on to say this: it is impossible for you to receive that which your mind refuses to accept. If you desire to receive more, you need to consciously develop the ability to mentally encompass it. You make your life mean little and limit its possibilities when you refuse to accept the whole gift of life. We see ourselves rightly only when we see the self that is in all, seeing the beauty and brilliance out there as we see the beauty and brilliance within ourselves. Now, a few years ago, I was Glinda, the Good Witch. Last year, I was the Cowardly Lion. And this year, let me be the Wicked Witch, which if you watch Wicked, she's really actually the better one. She was just misunderstood, right? There were things that went on in her past. And if we consider the source and where people have been to, then we really can have a lot more compassion. So I have compassion for the witch and the witches in the world and the witch within myself and making peace with it. A friend of mine back in Nebraska wrote this beautiful book. She had five children, one more than I did. She wrote this wonderful book called I Didn't Plan to Be a Witch. And it may come out that way sometimes as we're parents and we're trying to guide and direct. And the same thing with everything that we do in life, maybe we're being misunderstood. And maybe we haven't loved ourselves enough and put the past behind. That's why I love my forgiveness workshop so much. I do it for myself, and anybody who loves to go on the journey with me is always welcome. Because it's about letting go of stuff and keeping ourselves clean. Let me make sure, because we have layers, you know? I like to write and rip and let it go. And then if another layer pops up, let me write and rip some more so that I get that toxic energy out of me. So that I'm not holding on to it and then infecting the world out there. Let me let it go. Let me be at a space of mindfulness. Let me be looking at people in the eyes and giving love and knowing that there's only one. And when the witch inside of me, if it's an evil witch, let me make peace with that and be able to let that go. Like the story of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, all the things that she wanted, it was right inside of her. Home was right where she was. All she needed to do is click her heels and she'd be at the actual home. The lion had the courage all the way through. And I think as kids, when we watch this, of course, back in the day, we would turn the channel. It came on, The Wizard of Oz came on like once a year. So those of you that weren't back in those days, and you could actually have a video or a DVD now, or just instant on all the stuff that we have now. God, we have so much now, don't we? I think I am not that old. But it's back in the day when The Wizard of Oz would come on once a year, and we were so excited to get to watch it in between commercials. And then we would watch it, but even as children, we knew, and we could see that the Scarecrow was very smart. He already had the brain. That the Tin Man had a heart. He was so loving and compassionate. And that the Cowardly Lion had so much courage. And it's like it's all right inside. I love the philosophy. There's a wonderful book called The Wizard of Us. And Jean Houston talks about each of the segments of the book. My favorite part is the flying monkeys. Because the flying monkeys in the movie represent our monkey mind chatter. And my monkey mind chatter takes me from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing. And then it's like, okay, let's come back to focus. Because many times we're like, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And then we start this direction, this direction, this direction. And these things start manifesting towards, but nothing quite gets there because the intention, we're not holding it long enough. Because then it's the squirrel syndrome. We're on to the next project. Shiny objects, pretty colors. We're on to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. It's like, all right, let me sit with myself. Let me calm everything down. Let me go inside my heart and forgive myself, letting go of the past. And here's where I am. Where is it that I want to go? What do I want to experience in life? What would I love? And that's my favorite question ever. And it's the best question in any situation. Because many times we're just trying to figure it out. Here's what I could afford. Here's what I have the time to do. Here's what could happen that I could make happen. But when we get to the space of faith, where I'm having true faith in spirit, that whatever I put out there and whatever seeds I'm planting, I give that love, sunshine, nurturing with my attention, with my thoughts, with my energy, that's what's going to grow. So let me get clear on my intention. Because many times, I just want it all. It's like, all right, let me calm down and really what makes sense. What would I love? And not what could I make happen, but what would I love in this situation? What would I love in my home situation? What would I love in a relationship? What would I love in my social interactions? What would I love? And then get real clear and real creative about that. Even taking a little time to go within. And it's like, okay, loving myself enough to say yes to the things that are calling and bubbling up. And sometimes there's things that it's like, I thought for a while, oh, I would just love to be a painter until I got a color book and I couldn't color within the lines. It's like, well, maybe I just color outside of the lines. It's like, you know what? I really don't have a lot of patience for that. But I do have patience for other things. Create a big fun event. Yeah, I'm all in. Other people would say, no, I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound like fun. So really tuning into our own self, and what would you love? Making this the best day of your life. So as we take time today, it's like, what character are you? What are you playing out? And what are you releasing? And then here's where I am. Where am I going? Let me sit in that space of love, joy, excitement, and let me see everything out there with compassion, with love, with joy, with peace, with goodness. And every event that happens, something wonderful is about to happen. So my charge to you for this week is to really embody and embrace the oneness. That everybody in our world wouldn't be showing up in our physical existence if it wasn't part of our own consciousness. So it's like they're a character in our play. What part are you portraying? And let me love that part. If it's somebody who's demanding and controlling, let me love that. If it's somebody who's negative, let me love that. Let me love that to the next space and say, universe, whatever is supporting that in me, whatever's supporting that in the universe, let me clean that up. Whether it's lack and limitation, poverty, homelessness, let me clean up anything inside of me that's supporting that. Let me take it to the next level, love myself, and love the world. So this week when you're out there, see the wonderful work that people are doing. Even if it seems, oh, look at, they're just kind of sloughing off. We're just driving by and they're just sloughing off. It's like, you know what? Maybe they're on break. Everyone deserves a break. So seeing the good in all the workers out there, seeing the good in all of the politicians, woohoo! Something wonderful's happening. Some things are a catalyst to help move and support change. So loving it to the next level, and it's like, all right, let me get clear about what I do want. So seeing the beauty, making eye contact with each and every person, and giving gratitude to everything that's in our lives. So let's take that on this week, if you're willing, even during Halloween. And let's go inside our heart of hearts as we close our eyes for just a moment. Closing our eyes to any appearances, any distractions, as we just breathe in the fullness of life, letting go of anything that does not serve us, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, knowing that that infinite intelligence, that wisdom of the universe is flowing right where we are. It is in every cell in our body. There is beautiful intelligence. There is beautiful connection. Connecting with the air that we breathe. Connecting with thoughts. The beautiful, amazing oneness of the universe flows where we are. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person here, that we see the beauty within, knowing that every cell has beauty, intelligence, healing, love, and amazing prosperity. Knowing that as we go through this week, it is the best day. And this is the best day of our lives. That we see the beauty and the eloquence in everyone, in everything. Knowing that everything is in its divine and perfect space. That the greatest gift we can give the universe is love. The greatest gift we can give ourselves is love. That we just go to that peaceful, loving space. Knowing so within, so without. Knowing that there is love in, as, and through each and every one of us, through every cell, through every molecule. that we just embrace and we say yes, yes, yes to life, that we allow our arms to be open wide in that receivingness, that when people give to us, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, allowing the flow, and in great, great gratitude, knowing this is a beautiful unfoldment of the creative intelligence that you are. Each of us individualized, as I just release my word into the action of the law, knowing all is well. As we anchor this in mind together by all saying, and so it is.